If there is a place where technology seems to have outstripped our ability to maintain certain principles of privacy and government restraint, it is at the National Security Agency. NSA Chief Keith Alexander is leaving. We've known this for a while. He will not be the person to oversee the reforms the president has called for following the revelations of domestic surveillance from fugitive Edward Snowden. That job will reportedly go to Vice Admiral Mike Rogers, a Navy cryptologist and commander of the U.S. Navy's 10th Fleet and Cyber Command. Reuters reported last fall that he was a leading candidate for the job. Now the Associated Press says he will be the likely nominee. John Nagle is a retired lieutenant colonel and counterinsurgency expert. He's currently headmaster at the Haverford School, a former colleague of Admiral Rogers. Welcome, Mr. Nagle.
It's good to be here.
So explain, first of all, what expertise Rogers would bring to the table here. Cryptologist, cyber command, give us a little idea of what that entails.
Certainly. I worked with Mike Rogers in the Pentagon, a decade ago now. He comes from the intelligence gathering, code breaking wing of the Navy. So he understands how the electrons interact with each other. He's a little bit of a computer scientist, but more importantly, I think he's a man who I trust with our secrets.
Would you describe him as a significant contrast from Keith Alexander, in that Alexander was a bit of a, not an ideologue, but someone who had more of a detached vision of all of this rather than a down and dirty knowledge of the electrons?
General Alexander, I think, has been a very successful, very important, certainly the longest serving director of the National Security Agency. I think that Mike Rogers is going to bring some different attributes to the role, and I think they're both probably the right men to have served at the time. And I think it's important to have this discussion in the context of what the National Security Agency does for America. Frankly, it's remarkable to me. When I was growing up in the national security business, NSA stood for no such agency, and people weren't allowed to even acknowledge that we had one. The fact that we're having this discussion about the proper role of the National Security Agency is, I think, a very good thing for democracy, a good thing for America.
Can you describe a little more specifically, and I know you're being a little bit careful here, what you believe the contrasts are between General Alexander and Vice Admiral Mike Rogers?
I know Mike better than I know General Alexander, better than I know Keith. Some of my close friends work in Keith's inner circle, and he has been focused like a laser beam on securing the American people from any threat. Mike Rogers is, I think, a little bit of a kinder, gentler National Security Agency head. When I worked with him in the Pentagon, he was the executive officer to the director of the Joint Staff, incredibly high-pressure position, lots and lots of hours. He was not only extraordinarily efficient, but he was also extremely personable. And so I think that the good work that Keith has done to build an agency that is capable of vacuuming up pretty much any conversation that happens electronically anywhere in the globe, now I think it's time to think hard about which conversations we want to listen to and how we secure the privacy of the 99.999% of those conversations that are absolutely innocuous, while focusing in on the very small number that are conducted by people who want to do us and our friends harm.
So it sounds as though Vice Admiral Mike Rogers might be, at least in terms of his expertise and his demeanor, the perfect person to optimize the system as it exists now to be much more selective along the lines of what the recommendations are from the White House and the commission that the president set up. I'm wondering if you're worried, or Admiral Rogers might be worried, that he's basically being hired to defang an agency that some have described as having been very effective since 9/11.
I am confident that it will still be very, very effective under Mike. I think that perhaps the balance is going to shift a little bit. And I think this is true not just for the National Security Agency, but across the entire U.S. national security establishment. I think in the immediate wake of September 11th, when the United States was surprised by an attack that struck us out of the blue, there were indications we probably should have seen coming. All of the national security agencies looked hard at what they'd missed, and everybody tried very, very hard to make sure that we'd never make those mistakes again, that we would never be surprised again. And I think that's exactly what they should have done. 10 years on, Al-Qaeda has been defanged. the National Security Agency and all of our national intelligence agencies, I think, are much more capable than they were, are more attuned to looking at non-state actors like Al-Qaeda rather than state actors like the Soviet Union, very different intelligence requirements. And so I think we've gone from an intelligence and national security apparatus that was focused almost exclusively on security without perhaps much concern for the rights of the American people, and rightly so in my eyes, to a much more capable organization that can now rebalance a little bit. I think Mike Rogers is the right guy to oversee that rebalancing.
I'm wondering what your assessment is of the sort of visionaries, the theorists in the intelligence establishment, and the very hardcore computer science types. Is there a split in the organization between those who can describe and those who can actually do? And is Rogers straddling both worlds?
So I think that the technologists are correctly always focused on trying to climb the next mountain, to be more precise in their ability to target voice conversations or data conversations that are of interest to national security decision makers. And that's just as it should be. The important thing, I think, is to realize that those people work for political appointees and ultimately for people elected by the citizens of the United States. And Mike Rogers, if he is in fact appointed and confirmed by the Senate, is the kind of guy who will be able to tell the technologist, this is the capability I need, and he will then be able to make the balanced assessment of whether we need to employ that, whether we need to employ it all the time, whether we need to employ it only in certain circumstances against certain individuals. And so the most important thing about Mike Rogers is not his technological ability, important as that is. It's his sense of decency and respect for civilian elected authority and his sense of being responsible to the American people as a whole for their security and for their privacy.
A pretty unqualified recommendation for Admiral Mike Rogers to head up the NSA from John Nagel, who's a retired lieutenant colonel and counterinsurgency expert, currently headmaster at the Haverford School in Pennsylvania. John, thanks so much.
Delighted to be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.